Texas living now.
All right, today we're going to continue our summer series we've been in this summer called All In. We're discussing and teaching what the Bible talks about being going all in. When I say the word all in, the phrase all in, automatically, many of you here, maybe if you're like me, I kind of think of, you know, someone saying I'm all in a game of poker or saying it's a gamble, you know, I'm going all in. Someone said that, you know, and usually when someone goes all in, they're really desperate, right? It's like, I'm just going all in. I don't have anything else to lose. I'm hoping to hit a home run here. And most of the time, almost every time, it doesn't come through. You lose everything. But let me say you, just the opposite is true when it comes to our relationship with Jesus, that when you go all in, it's the safest bet you can ever make in your life. It's the safest place for you to live your life. It's a life of saying, I'm learning to go all in. I want to live there, and I'm hoping today that you're challenged through these series of messages to say, I'm ready to go all in my relationship with God. You know, many times we're stuck in our growth pattern when it comes to growing in our relationship with God. Have you ever felt stuck in your relationship with God before? Anybody here want to raise your hand? That's me. I've been there. Yeah, I've been there several times in my life. I feel like I'm just kind of treading water. Don't really feel like I'm going backwards. I just kind of feel like I'm stuck where I'm at. I'm not gaining any ground. And today, let me tell you, no other time in history, no other time today is it better. Now is the time to grow. Now is the time to go deeper in the things of God. God is wanting you to go all in. And God is asking you to go deeper. God is asking you to grow. And the question is, how will you respond? How will I respond? And I pray today that this message really kind of, you struggle with it a little bit today, because I can tell you, I did. I've struggled with some of these verses that Jesus taught us today. I pray that you begin to struggle with some of these words that Jesus said. I hope that they really, at the core of who you are, you really think about them today as we dive deeper into this thought of going all in. Now's the time. I love this statement. I made it to you a couple weeks ago. I want to remind you today. An all-in relationship with Jesus is an intentional, not accidental. We don't fall all in love with God. I don't just fall all in. No, I make it intentional. I intentionally fall in love with Him. I intentionally grow deeper. I got to make it my focus. I got to make it a priority, or it doesn't happen. I don't just wake up one day and go, oh, I think I love God. No, I've grown in my love for God. I discover more who He is, and I discover more of His love for me, His grace for me, of His working power in my life. And the more I discover who He is, the more I want to fall in love with Him. The more I trust Him with every area of my life, the more I'm learning that, you know what, I'm learning what this means to go all in. I love this scripture in 2 Chronicles 16:9. It says, for the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are what? Fully committed to Him. And I think sometimes we misread this and we look at this and we think, you know what? God's looking for those that have been a Christian for a long time. God's looking for those who have a lot of ability. God's looking for those who have a lot of gifts. God's looking for those that are a certain place in society, or God's looking for those influencers. And this is not what He says. He says He's looking for those that are fully committed. And today, whether you've been saved for 1 week or you've been saved for 40 years, it doesn't make a difference. The way God is looking, He's looking for the commitment from you. And I can tell you this, that my relationship with my wife has grown over 22 years of marriage. And I've discovered more about her, and she discovered more about me over 22 years today. And I know more about her now than I did 22 years ago. And she knows more about me now And it's a miracle. She still loves me than she did 22 years ago. But my commitment has always been with her from day one. My commitment hasn't changed. My maturity level has changed. My discovery of who she is has changed. But the reason why is because I've been committed to our relationship. She's been committed to our relationship. And see, that's what God's looking for. He's looking for those who are fully committed to your relationship with Him. Are you all in? That's what He's looking for. People who don't just say, you know, I'm a Christian and just kind of, you know, I'm kind of discovering who God. No, God wants people who say, I'm ready to go all in. You know what? If you want to go deeper in God, in the things of God, in your relationship with Him, discovering who He is, at some point, there's going to have to come a time in your life when you take the leap. You take a leap of faith and say, God, I'm going all in. I'm going to jump in deeper. The scripture talks about going in deeper, wading in the waters of His presence deeper and deeper. You'll never get there if you don't take a leap of faith and say, God, I'm ready. I don't know what the future holds. I don't know what it all looks like when it's done, but I know one thing. I want to be fully committed to You, whatever that looks like. And whatever that turns out in 22 years, I don't know. And what the next 20 years looks like, I don't know. But I know this one thing. I'm fully committed, and I want to know who You are. He's asking us to be fully committed, to go all in. What would it look like today, Destiny Church, if everybody in this room today would say, you know, Pastor, I'm ready to take that leap of faith. I'm ready to take a leap of faith. What if we all join together in our hearts and spirits? I'm ready to take a leap of faith. I'm ready to go all in. What kind of impact could we have on this city? What kind of impact could we have on this region? What kind of impact could we have on our schools, our workplaces, our homes, our neighborhoods? What kind of impact would we have if we had people's hearts grouped together in unity that said, I'm going all in? I pray that we are reaching this point together, saying, I'm ready to take the leap of faith. I'm ready to give my heart in full surrender, my life in full surrender. Which brings us right back to the scripture in Luke 10:27. We've been using it for our text for this series. When Jesus was answered, what's the greatest commands we can keep? He answered, said, love the Lord your God with what? All. Everybody say all. All your heart. All in, right? All your soul. With all your strength and with all your mind. He says, and learn to love your neighbor as yourself. I believe we're using this today as a guide to say how we can learn to go all in. We've been talking about the heart. We've talked about the mind. Today, I want to talk about the soul. The soul. In the words of that great psalmist, Billy Joel, it's all about the soul, right? It's all about soul. Today, we're talking about going all in with our soul. What's it mean to go all in with your soul? What's it look like to go all in with your soul? How do you know you're going all in with your soul? Let me say this to you today, that when you love somebody with all your soul, when you learn to love somebody with all your soul, you spend a lot of time figuring out what they want, what they need, and what they value. You spend a lot of time finding out what their heart really is like. When you love someone with all your soul, it's been a journey. I love my wife with all my soul, and it's been a discovery process over these last 22 years of me discovering her values, her discovering my values, her discovering my likes. And it's been all about me learning to compromise, and I have to learn to take on some of her values, and she's had to learn to take on some of my values, and we've had to learn to mesh in places. You know, I've learned a long time ago that my wife, she's a lifetime lady, and I'm an ESPN guy. Any husbands feel the pain? You know what I'm talking about. So, you know, and I realize I can't complain. Either I share or I buy her own big TV for her room so she can watch Lifetime. I know. You know, so I we're learning, and I learned the things, you know what I'm talking about. I was learning the things that she values, and she's learning the things that I value. She's learned to be a Sooners fan because she knows God's blessings upon that. And she knows. Yeah. Revival breaks out in our house every football season because she's learned to root for the right team. She's given up those pick-sueys. Anyway, all right. But she knows there's no sense in fighting this. Our children are going to be raised up in the house of the Lord and in the Sooners. Amen? And so she knows this. She's taken on my values and certain things, and I've had to learn to take on her values and certain things. Why? Because I love her with all my soul. You know, when we love the Lord with all of our soul, we're learning to say, God, what is your values? What are the things, what's the belief system you want me to have? What are the things that are close to your heart? What are the things that touch you? What are the things that are important to you? I learned to discover these, going all in with my soul. I want to love the things he loves. I want to learn to hate the things he hates, and I want to learn to love the things he loves. I want to learn to value the things that he loves. How do I know if I'm going all in with my soul? Let me give this to you this way. Look at this. You know you're going all in with your soul when your beliefs no longer march to the beat of the world's drum. When your beliefs no longer march to the beliefs of the world's drum, you know your soul is going all in. Because I say, God, I've got to continue to say, I want to follow the beat of your drum, God. I want to still hold what you say is true as truth. I don't let society change my value system just because the society says it's going a certain way. No, I love the Lord with all of my soul. I'm all in. Therefore, I don't change. What he says is right is right. What he says is wrong is wrong. What he holds is important, I hold is important. What he values, I value. And it's a lifetime journey, discovering, learning, and molding myself into this image of God loving you with all of my soul, with everything I have within me. You know, Jesus came and he gave us grace, and he's full of grace. If you don't know that today, I want you to hear it very loud and clear. Jesus is full of grace today. Man, the grace, and I've taught whole series here, and our church is known for a church that preaches grace. We believe in the grace that comes through the cross of Jesus Christ, that we are all sinners saved by grace in this room. No one comes to the Father except by the grace of God. We don't earn it. We don't earn it by any kind of religious rules or set of rules. We do it because of the grace that God has given us through the blood that happened on the cross. But Jesus was full of grace, but he was also, Scripture says, full of truth, right? Full of grace and full of truth. We're really good about preaching the grace. We're really good about accepting the grace, but sometimes we struggle when Jesus brought the hammer with the truth. For instance, I'm glad you asked, how are you talking about, Pastor? Okay, good. He gave us the struggle about going all in. He wrote a verse and wrote a passage that really was dealing with people who were struggling with this very thought of going all in. And it's not a passage that's really popular, but it needs to be taught today. In Matthew 10, 34 through 38, Jesus talked about the struggle. I told Pastor TJ in the first service, the struggle is real. I preached a series on that not too long ago. Look what Jesus had to say. Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. What? Time out right there. Time out. Jesus said, I didn't come to bring peace on earth, but Scripture is full of just the opposite. That Jesus is the peace of the world. He is the Prince of Peace. So, but we see in the Scripture where Jesus came and really just flipped it all around, didn't he? He was trying to grab our attention, okay? He was trying to get us to think. He was trying to get us to quit thinking a certain way, and he wanted to say, you know, I've also came. I am the peace, and I can bring you peace, and Scripture's full of peace. But I want you to know also that sometimes I don't bring peace. Sometimes I'm going to make you struggle. Look what he says. I didn't come to bring peace, but a sword. For I've come to set a man against his father and a daughter against her mother. Wow, I struggle with this because I can tell you that having children, that I love my children more than anything in this world, I have a deep love for my children, and you do too. Those of you who have children, you understand what I'm saying. There's such a deep love for my children, so my brain really struggles with this. When Jesus says this, it makes me struggle. I can tell you, it's not easy for me to grasp this. He says, for a man, his father, and against his mother, wow. It's hard for me to understand. Then he goes on to say, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Now that I can understand. That makes sense, doesn't it? That's a lot easier. Please understand. Turn to your neighbor and say, he's keeping it real today. All right. Look at what the rest of it says. And a man's enemies will be those of his own household. Now look at the second part of this story. He says, he who loves the father, loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. I don't know about you, but that should really rock you at the core today. You should really struggle with this. Because I think about this and I think, man, those are really tough words, Jesus. How can I love anybody more than I love my kids? You know, and we had that parent relationship. How can I do that? And I want you to really, we struggle with this, but if we really can understand the context of who Jesus was talking to and the situation he was talking to, it really helps us now understand what he was really trying to drive the point across. And realize that all throughout the Old Testament, all the way from the Ten Commandments, all throughout the Old Testament, we see where high value the scripture puts on honoring your father and mother. You honor your father and mother. There's scripture that promises blessing to those who obey their parents. He promises long life. He talks about the blessing to become when you honor your parents, you take care of your parents, you look after your parents, you honor them. And there's a high value in that. And all through scripture, we see this high value of honoring your parents. And so Jesus now comes. He begins to talk about a new law. He begins to talk about things and saying, I know you think that this is the way to the kingdom of God, but let me tell you, it's different. And he goes, it's not just about all these religious tasks you're doing, but it's about loving your neighbor as yourself. It's about learning to die to yourself. It's about learning to take up your cross and follow after me. And they're struggling with this. And so what they're doing is they're making excuses up and saying, well, I want to follow after you, Jesus, but my parents, their law is different. And I've got to honor them. So I don't want to follow after you would mean dishonoring my parents because they believe a certain way. And now you're coming wanting me to believe something different. They believe that God is about doing tasks and about wearing this and about dressing this way and about sacrificing this way and about giving this way. And now you're coming in and talking about something totally radical and you want me to follow that? I can't. Well, I want to, but see the struggle? So they were struggling, and Jesus addresses the struggle. It's like they were using the scripture for an excuse not to follow after Jesus. So Jesus comes and he addresses and says, listen, hey, sometimes you're going to ruffle some feathers. Sometimes there's going to be friction when you follow after me. People are not always going to understand. When you hold and say, God, I'm learning to love you with all of my heart, all of my mind, all of my soul. When I'm learning to do this, not everybody's going to accept it and not everybody's going to understand it. And sometimes it's even going to be those closest to you. And do you value pleasing them or do you value pleasing me? I mean, he addressed it right at the heart of the rich young ruler when he told him, hey, go sell all those things you have, give them to the poor and follow after me. Did Jesus want his money? No. But those things had his heart and he was trying to do this. But can you imagine this young man? Mom and dad, I know you worked all your life to give me all this wealth. You built me this great inheritance. And Jesus says, now I got to sell it all and give it away and follow after him. I can't do that. My parents, they would not understand that. See, are you following me here? Jesus was coming and speaking to the very core of the issue that we face even today is, are we going to go all in? And sometimes going all in, you're going to be misunderstood. People are not going to be with you. They're not going to cheer you on. Certain people are not going to say, oh, wow, good job. Yeah. Wait a minute. You mean you're not going to be here on Sunday morning? You're going to be at church? We had this plan as a family and you went to church. Ooh. We do this. Well, we don't want to be around this anymore. We're changing some of the things. We're not going to be around this certain lifestyle because we believe that God was wanting us to do something different. What? Our family has always done this. And sometimes it's going to be hard. Going all in, it takes sacrifice. And I hope today that these words of Jesus hit you at the core where you're living. They hit me at the core where I'm living. I struggle and I ask myself this question. Jesus, am I all in this way? am I learning? And I think that at the heart of this, I was thinking, where does this really hit us today? And I thought, you know, we don't struggle with a lot of this, but some of this we really do struggle with. Because when it talks about parents, you know, loving him, loving Jesus more than you love even your own son and daughter, I think today what we see happening is, and the church is a part of this, is we create this culture where, you know, we've seen what's happened when parents have been absent out of the home for a long time, and now we're trying to reverse that, and we're like teaching, hey, spend time with your kids. This is what's most important, not just what you give them financially, but it's more important they remember the time you spent with them. And last couple weeks ago, when we were on Father's Day, we talked about this, and we believe that very much, that the most important thing that we can give our children is our time and give them ourselves. And we've created this atmosphere, and we even see this happening. It kind of started back in the 80s, and it's carried over. It's keeping on going. This whole theme is this, is that the children are the hope of the world. If we can reach the children, and we can change the way they're thinking, and we can love the children are the hope of the world. And we've kind of adapted it. And I understand what they're meaning, and I understand the importance of children and valuing education and valuing putting time into it. I'm all for that 100%. But let me tell you something. The children are not the hope of the world. Jesus is the hope of the world. Let's make no mistake about it. Jesus is the hope of the world. The children are not the hope of the world. It's Jesus. And if you want to change the world, be a dad who's all in. Be a mom who's all in. Teach your children what it means to be fully committed to Christ. That's how you change the world. That's how we change our children. Children are not the hope. Jesus is the hope. That's what he's saying, man. We got to remember, Jesus is the hope. Jesus is the reason. The best thing we can do is teach our children what it means for us to go all in. For us to give everything to Jesus. To go give him everything we have. The trust. You know, I'm not proud to admit this, but I'll tell you this. I'm kind of afraid of heights. Anybody here feel my pain? Okay, thank you for being honest today. I don't do well on high ladders. I don't do well on scaffolding that doesn't have rails around it, okay? The first level, I'm okay. But you get above 6 foot, I'm not getting up there, okay? It's just not going to happen. Pastor Jeremiah and Tom will tell you, I'm like, you guys get up, I'll hold the ladder, but you guys go ahead and go on up. I don't do well on heights, but I've overcame my fear of heights because I'd rather fly than drive. Anybody feel my pain? Okay, so I faced my fear of heights, and I've learned to be able to fly. And I love to fly. I'd much rather just fly and get it over with and be there than to drive all that time in a car of, are we there yet? Okay, so I don't want to fly. And I've learned how to just close my eyes, put on some music, and just relax and take off smooth, and I'm okay, you know? But I never once, so I can tell you, never once we get up in the air and we're cruising, I've never once had the thought, you know what? I would love to open this door and jump out of the airplane. I just never had that thought. Anybody here like to ever parachute before? Raise your hand if you ever parachuted before. Come on, raise your hand. Yeah, these are some of the adrenaline junkies right here, the risk takers. They're like, ah. I mean, I was thinking about this. I was thinking, you know, I never once had this idea. Let's open the door and let's jump out. Well, Pastor, it's safe. I go with a certified instructor. He straps me into him, and then he packs the parachute, and we jump out. So you're telling me you trust somebody you don't even know to take their belt and strap you on, jump out of the plane, and hoping that tablecloth they got packed in their backpack is strong enough to hold both of you. That makes no sense to me. I don't have that kind of trust, but I'm saying since we put our trust in the craziest things, and we all do it, we put our trust in the craziest things, but yet the one thing that's the most secure we struggle with, the one thing that should be the safest bet we struggle with, and that's going all in with a relationship with Jesus, going all in for the kingdom of God is the safest place of trust you can live your life, but we struggle. We've got to say, you know what? I'm going all in for my family. I'm going all in for my children. I'm going all in for my life. I'm going all in. John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No one comes through the Father except through me. He is the only way. And going all in with your soul is saying, I am fully committed to Christ. I'm fully committed to the values, the beliefs that he says in his word, and I will not stray from that. Because this is what happened. There is no other way. But society today is making all kinds of things. Now, listen, when I go to LAX and I fly out of Joplin, I go to Dallas-Fort Worth. And when you get to Dallas-Fort Worth, DFW, you walk in. How many? There's a lot of gates there, right? I mean, you got terminals and terminals and terminals, and you're taking trams all around. And you got gates everywhere. You're like, well, you never seen so many gates. There are gates everywhere. And they're all flying across the U.S. and the world, right? Right. So when I show up at DFW, get on, say I'm trying to get to LAX, and then I get on, hey, all these planes and turn, all these gates are going, I just get on any of them, and I'll end up in LAX eventually, right? No, I would never just walk in blindly and get on any gate and any plane and say, oh, eventually I'll end up in LAX. No, I'll end up across the world in Hong Kong somewhere. It makes no sense. You're like, wake up. But how many of us today, this is what society is doing. Society is saying there's many roads, many gates that lead to God, many gates, and there's many roads. And Jesus said, hey, narrow is the gate. Broad is the road that leads to destruction. Many gates lead to destruction. But narrow is the gate that leads to him. And we got to make sure going all in is saying, God, I'm staying focused upon your gate. God, you are the only way. You are the only way. God, Jesus, you are the only way. I got to teach my children that Jesus is the only way to the Father. That Jesus is the only way. And society today tells us, you got to keep an open mind, right? You got to keep an open mind. We got to be open-minded. Listen, I'm all from open-minded. You know me. I'm a very open-minded pastor. But we've become so open-minded that we've let our brain fall out. I'm open-minded. I want to reach people with the gospel, whatever it takes. I want to reach them. I want to love them into the kingdom. I want to be creative in how we reach people for Jesus. But it's all about Jesus. That one thing remains, that it's still about Jesus. There's no other way except through Jesus. And going all in with our soul is saying, I'm committed to the cause of Jesus. I'm following him. My family's committed to him. I'm loving his church. I'm loving his bride. I'm falling in love with him. I'm discovering who he is. I'm discovering the values that he set for my life. I'm discovering his standard. And I'm growing in that. And all the days of my life, I want to grow discovering what God values, what God says is true, what the things that please him. I want to discover the things that don't please him. And I want to learn to adapt and change in my life. Why? Because I'm fully committed to him. She says, my wife and I, we've learned to adapt and change over 22 years, and it's a miracle. She's still with me. She's had to adapt, and she's still doing. We're still learning. It's a process. We'll never be fully there. It's a continual journey, right? And so in my relationship with God, I've got to be all in and saying I'm fully committed to the things of Christ, the things of his word, and I'm following after that. We have got to realize the apostles and disciples, the early apostles and disciples, they were martyred because they chose the narrow gate. They were, many of them flocked and crucified and beaten because they chose the narrow gate. We have people around the world in other countries that are being murdered because they've chosen the narrow gate. They're being put in jail. They're being beaten. They're being beheaded because they've chosen the narrow gate. And I tell you this, Pastor Tom and I were talking this week. We had lunch and we were talking about this very thing in our life. We believe that, you know, here in America, we're going to see more of that. We're going to see more of the martyr happen. There's going to become a time, if maybe not in our life, maybe our children, will they have to stand up and say, am I willing? Am I willing to die for the cause of Christ? Am I willing to give my life for the cause of Christ if necessary? It's not going to happen if we leave all the gates open. But when you continue to bring your children and your family, say, no, No matter what happens, we walk through this gate. No matter what happens, we hold fast to this gate. No matter what happens, we are all in. All in. Well, Pastor, I'd be willing to give my life for Christ. I know I would. And I understand you, and I appreciate you saying that. But really, can we be real today? How can we say we'd be willing to die for Christ when we struggle with dying on the little things daily that he's asked us to do? Are you following me? He's asking me to change some things daily, and I don't want to do that. That makes me feel uncomfortable. I might have people mad at me. People may misunderstand me. It's a struggle. He says, hey, if you're going to come after me, it's going to be a struggle. There's going to be friction. People are going to misunderstand you. You're going to be persecuted. Someone say, man, you have a way of encouraging us today, Pastor Gene. Hey, it's grace and truth. And I can tell you that today that it's going all in. It's a point of saying, I am going all in no matter what it costs me. I'm ready to go all in. And when I learn to die in the little things in my life, then I prepare to die for the bigger things that he may ask me to die to. I don't know what's going to happen. I know one thing. God's in control. God's in charge. And we got a great time in the history of America that we're going to have a time to let his light shine. We're going to reach people. I believe that we're going to see a spiritual awakening hit this region. The darkness is going to come, but there's going to be the light of the world coming as well. Christians are going to be able to stand up and they're going to realize, hey, man, I got to do something. I've got to quit playing the game. I got to go all in. And that's where I want us to be, is say, you know what? I'm going all in. No matter what, I'm going all in. No matter what, for me and my family, we're going all in. We are going all in. This is the most important thing I can do for my family, is to see a dad who's all in. The most important thing I can do is pass on to my children. What happens when I go all in? I quit marching to the beat of the world's drum. I march to what God says is true. I hold to his beliefs. Number two, God gives me a brand new vision for my life. When you go all in, you see things differently. Paul persecuted the church, early church, because he didn't understand what God really wanted. He thought he was pleasing God by persecuting those who were trying to come against change. Had an encounter with Jesus. His life was changed and he flipped around. And he went to being the one who was taking the gospel, spreading the gospel of Jesus. He gave his life for the gospel of Jesus. He once persecuted those who did it. Now he's doing it. Why? Because he was all in. He went all in. See, when you go all in, your vision changes. And when you go all in, your soul matures to be like Christ. When you go all in, your soul longs to mature to become like Christ. Colossians 3:10. Says it like this, that, and I have put on a new man. I have put on a new man who is renewed in the knowledge according to the image of him who created me. I'm renewed. I'm changing into his image. Those who are all in with their soul, they are maturing. They're growing. They're becoming and developing into the image of Christ. I want to close with this thought right here. What happens if you go all in? Let me give you some benefits for your family. If you go all in, number one, you're going to go closer with God. You're going to go closer to God. You can't help but go all in and get closer to him, discovering who he is. You're going to learn what his heart beats for. You're going to learn the things that he weeps for. You're going to learn who he is. When you go all in, you get closer to God. You can't just help it. You just learn his heart. You hear his voice clearer. He leads you in a way that you just become in tune. When you go all in, you'll break the power of materialism over your family. Come on, we live in a society where our children are slaves of materialism. We give them everything at the beck and call. When you go all in, your family says, you know what? We're going all in. We're serving. We're giving. We're attending. We're going all in for the things of God. We're going all in. We're breaking that power and letting our kids know those things are okay. But the most important thing is still the narrow gate. The most important thing is still our relationship with Jesus and what we can do to carry the banner, what we can do to carry the cross. And what will happen when you go all in? I will tell you this, you'll be on fire for God. You can't help it. When you go all in, there's something that happens. I love the story of the disciples when they were walking along the beach when Jesus came back after the resurrection. It says he talked with them, shared devotions with them, and they made the statement, didn't our hearts burn Didn't our hearts burn within us from being with Him? See, when you go all in, that's the way you feel. Man, my heart burns to be with Him. My heart burns to know more of Him. My heart burns to just grow in Him. My heart burns. When you go all in, you're going to be on fire for God. Can you imagine what happened if I'm on fire for God, and you're 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 on fire for God? Wow, we'll become a light, won't we? People want something. They'll come and watch us burn. They're like, man, I want what they have. There's something real about that relationship. Nothing fake, nothing religious. There's something going on inside of them. It's burning. I want that. How many today, I want you just to bow your heads and as I ask this question, I want to ask you here today. It's a question that we ask often here, and maybe you're here today and say, Pastor, I need to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I've never accepted Jesus before in my life. And today you're talking about going all in, but before I can go all in, I've simply just got to ask Jesus to be Lord of my life. Today I want to accept what He did on the cross for me, and I want to make Him Lord of my life. And without anybody looking but me, I want to ask you just to bow your heads. And we won't do anything to embarrass you or point you out, but I want to give you a chance to respond today. If that's you, say, I want to ask Jesus into my life. Can you just raise your hand and say, that's me? Anybody here? Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else? Raise a hand high. Yeah, thank you. Anybody else want to join these that are raising their hands today? Say, I'm ready to accept Jesus. Thanks, guys, for being honest. Yeah. Today, we're going to say this prayer, and if you raise your hands, I want you to say it out loud. And as Christians, we're going to say it out loud with you to help you along. I want you to simply say this. Say, Dear Jesus, forgive me my sins. I accept your love. I accept your grace. I give you all of my life. I give you everything I am. I believe you are the Messiah, God's only Son. From this day forward, I will live my life following you. If you prayed that prayer today for the first time, we say, welcome to the family, God, if you meant that from your heart. Yeah, let's give him a hand. Now, listen, if you prayed that prayer, it's just the beginning, okay? It's just the beginning of what God wants to do in your life. Stop by the back when you leave today. We got a Bible for you. We got some more information we'd love to give you on next steps and what you need to do in your relationship with God. I'm going to invite you to stand on your feet as we close out today. How many today were you just looking at me and say, Pastor, boy, this message really challenged me. Some things I struggled with, and I realized that, man, I want to go all in. More than anything, I want to go all in. Anybody here want to raise your hand and say, man, the Holy Spirit spoke to me today? Yeah, several of you raised your hands. Thanks for being honest. With everything, we're going all in today. So I invite you, as we close out with this song, just make it your heart's cry. Say, God, with everything, I'm going all in. I'm giving you everything. Come on. This morning.
With everything, we will shout for your glory. With everything, we will shout.
I want to pray for you today as we close. Father, I pray for every person in this room. We lift up our hands as a sign of saying, God, we are surrendering our life to you. I pray to Father that today we struggle with the words that came from your Son, Jesus. I pray they grip our heart this week and we pray about them. We meditate on them. We look at it, God, and check our own spirits. Say, God, am I following you with everything? Am I going all in with my heart, with my mind, with my soul, all of my strength? Am I going after things of God? God, may I narrow back down the gate. May I close off the other things that have kept me distracted. May I learn what it means to go all in. God, I pray to Father, you take us to that place. A leap of faith is saying, God, we are going all in, giving you everything in our life, all of our family, all of our heart, everything we give to you today, and we say, Amen. If you agree with this word today, put your hands together and bless the Lord, can you? Thank you guys so much for being here. Hey, have fun going to lunch with somebody and getting a chance to meet them. You guys have a great afternoon. God bless you.